Strange Adventure.
Sergeant Cassidy scribbled the terse message that he had just received over the phone, then spoke to Inspector Jonathan Hawk.
Well, Chief, looks like we got a pretty interesting case to work on for a change. Forrest Withers, a big diamond buyer, just got himself bumped off on the Briardale Road last night. According to the firm he works for, he was carrying a bag of that heavy ice with him.
Yes, we'll drive out to the scene of the crime and have a look around.
Right. We know the motive already. Robbery, diamonds, and death.
Inspector Hawk's car sped along the highway that led to the neighboring town of Briardale. According to the report, the diamond buyer's body had been removed from the scene, but a guard had remained behind to watch the place until Hawk had a chance to make a thorough search for clues. The policeman greeted the inspector and Cassidy as they drove up.
Yeah, I'm sure glad you showed up. I was getting mighty lonesome here by myself. One of these country cousins stopped by and shot the breeze with me for a while, then went on up the road toward the river. Said he lived in a little shack up there.
Jonathan Hawk and Sergeant Cassidy searched the side of the road where Withers' body had been found, then worked in widening circles toward the edge of the woods. But they could find no tangible clues. Whoever had murdered the diamond buyer had dumped the lifeless body here and driven away. Hawk called out to the man on guard.
Stay here until we get back. You're driving up to the cabin and have a chat with this country cousin you were talking with.
When Jonathan Hawk stopped at the little cabin on the bank of the river, he was met by a short, red-faced man dressed in heavy overalls. He seemed very nervous at the sudden appearance of his caller.
I hope you'll forgive me for being so upset, but I was just talking with a policeman down the road, and I found out that Forrest Withers had been murdered. I'm Homer Norton.
Mr. Norton, when I opened the door, I saw you hurriedly drop a bit of black velvet into the drawer of that table. It's the same kind of cloth that is used to display and examine precious stones on. Why were you in such a hurry to get it out of sight?
Well, I wanted to make sure that these were the diamonds Withers was carrying on him when he was killed before I reported finding them. They might be a valuable clue to you.
Where did you get the diamonds?
Well, this morning it began raining hard, which made it fine weather for fishing on the river. I hurried down to my boat and started to row out to the middle of the stream. I was hardly away from the bank when I happened to look down and saw a small bag on the bottom. I tied up the boat and waded in after the bag. I was surprised when I got back here and found it was full of diamonds. Of course, I didn't know about the murder then.
I see. But you should have had more time to prepare your alibi, Mr. Norton, for you made a mistake in your story that fastens not only the suspicion of robbery upon you, but murder as well.
Inspector Hawk removed the bag of precious stones from the drawer of the table, then turned to the man who faced the revolver held in the hand of Sergeant Cassidy.
Yes, Mr. Norton. You would have had to have very unusual eyes to see a small leather bag at the bottom of a river during a heavy rainstorm. You see, the agitation of the water would have made it impossible to see anything under the surface. Therefore, I'm holding you for the murder of Forrest Withers.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Panther Trap, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.